Hello and welcome to the Instant Match Reaction. Liverpool just been beaten for the first time in the Premier League this season by two Manchester City goals to one Liverpool goal. I am joined by James Redman to discuss this one. It's more of our hot takes. We go into the RedmanTV.com. We'll do the final word tomorrow where we look at this game in depth and detail for an hour. But this is straight after the game. This is our hot takes from the game. And James, it was bitterly disappointing, I suppose, to start off with.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought the performance wasn't too bad, but it certainly isn't to the standard from what we've seen in previous games and every other game, really. But, you know, what do you expect when you face the other best team in the league, really? It can happen to the best of us.
That was it. And listen, this game was massive for both clubs, but maybe a touch bigger for Manchester City because of what the point gap could have been if Liverpool were to win it. Manchester City started really well. The game was played at a breakneck speed. You know, those first 3 minutes went by in the flash of an eye, and first 10 minutes as well, it didn't seem like Liverpool were able to get into their area. It didn't seem like we were able to get our foot on the ball, and they played it very, very well. You know, they were pressing high up the pitch. What I found most infuriating, but also what I admired incredibly about that Manchester City performance, James, was their ability to press from the first whistle until the last
crazy,
whistle.
Wasn't it? It was absolutely mental. I wasn't expecting it. I was expecting them to get at us, and I was certainly expecting them to, you know, attack us more than we were going to attack them. But the way they held us back was truly world class. And it's just, maybe it's just because I haven't seen a team do that to us this season, but how they had the plan and they executed it. Executed it perfectly.
Yeah,
And it was truly remarkable.
It was, and listen, they had some, you know, top draw talents. Everybody knows Manchester City's got top draw talent, but the way in which Guardiola gets that talent working hard for the side, and you know, they get the first goal through Aguero, which is, it's an unbelievable finish. It beats Alisson near post, but Dejan Lovren maybe wasn't quite switched on enough when that ball, like the second, third, fourth phase of that goal. Well, when that goal,
it was a very confusing goal, wasn't it? It was just very, there was too many players in there. You can say it was Lovren's fault because he were in the right position, but you could also say the class and the quality of Aguero just being able to find the position and the finish, like you said, was truly
that's
unbelievable.
That's it. And the thing that impresses me most about Sergio Aguero, and it's always impressed me about Sergio Aguero, and why I think that he's a cut above most strikers in the world, is that ability to just not give a shit whether he's finishing it with his right foot or left. Most strikers wouldn't take that on their wrong foot, and he takes on from an acute angle, smashes it as hard as he can into the net. But I do think that Lovren probably was ball watching a little bit. Not that it was a massive error, but you want somebody to go out there and get the ball, and Aguero gets ahead of him and then picks the ball up and stuff. But you know, originally that phase of play.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Started by Sane beating Lovren, I think, down the wing.
He had a very good game.
Sane was superb again, wasn't
he? He was unbelievable. But the thing is, though, we even said it before the game on how much of a threat he already was. When you come up against someone as quick and as strong and also as skillful as he is, you're gonna have problems no matter how good your fullbacks are. And the thing with Sane, he has the ability to create things, and when you have a striker like Aguero, you don't even need to be that good, and you could still score if you have someone like Sane playing with you. And, you know, Sané was just horrible all game to watch. And no matter how good our fullbacks are, and don't get me wrong, I would rather not have any other fullbacks than the ones we've got. There's just only so much you can do when you come up against a player like Sané.
Beat a great winger, a great fullback most
of
the time.
That's exactly what it was.
And you know, at least, what, 2 out of 4, you know what yeah. I mean? And Robertson did brilliantly against Sterling yeah. on the other side. I thought Robertson handled so. Himself superbly, but Sterling had a good game, to be fair. You know, he didn't finish that one at the end to make it 3-1, but that's probably one of his better performances against this Liverpool side. There's a little bit enough about Manchester City. Let's talk about Liverpool, because I thought first half, apart from that one chance that hits the post from Mane, then nearly goes over the yeah. line. We're told it was 11 millimetres. Well, you know what, it could have been a mile. Yeah. It doesn't count, exactly. It doesn't matter, does it? How it didn't go in off Salah's feet is beyond me. But the defending by Stones is superb last ditch yeah. defending. There's a bit of a mess up by Ederson in there, but you know what, they save it. But other than that first half, James, didn't really feel like we were going to score other than that, to me. We didn't yeah. string two passes together.
Yeah, I thought the first 10 minutes 15 minutes was very slow from us, and then when that chance came, I was thinking, this way we're going to start getting into the game here, this way we're going to truly find our feet. One of the best passages of play I've seen Liverpool have all season, honestly. It was unbelievable, just making triangles.
Was
you
that 1-2 between
yeah.
Salah and
honestly,
Firmino?
It was unbelievable. I was thinking, this is going to be the game where we just show that we're miles ahead of everybody else. I really did think that, you know, everything that City did to defend it, they did all they could. You know, I know they, you know, there was that thing where there was, I think it was Stones or someone and Ederson, and it nearly went in, and that was the goal we thought was a goal, but it just weren't meant to be. And you know, Salah could have finished it off, but it happens. And you know,
but we came out second half, James, didn't we? And we showed signs of why we're top of the league. You know, we got back into that game. Jürgen Klopp changed the formation. He went more 4-2-3-1 in the second half rather than the 4-3-3, I felt anyway, that he played in the first half. You know, he dropped Firmino deeper into that number 10. Salah started to play up top. Mane moved to the right-hand side. Wijnaldum moved to the left, and Fabinho and Henderson were in the middle. And I was a little bit worried when Fabinho came on. Not because I don't rate him as a player, but because of the pace of that game, I thought... Yeah. If there's one position it must be incredibly difficult to get into a game in that game, it's centre midfield. Yeah. But not just Fabinho, they all started to change the yeah. tide, didn't they? You know what I mean? And they all started to play on the front foot, James. And we started to create opportunities, yeah. culminating in our goal.
Yeah, Fabinho, when he came on, I was really impressed with. Like you, I thought the game would have been a bit too quick for him. I'm happy he didn't start. Not to say I wanted Milne to start or anything, but, you know, Fabinho, when he came on, he changed the game. He got, like you said, he got us more advanced, more forward. But I think today was we got the best version of Man City.
Yeah.
And I think on paper, they are the best team in the league. No matter where we are in the league, even if we won today, I would still stand by that opinion. I think they've got the best team in the league. And we never got the Man City that turned up against Palace. Or who did lose to last time?
It doesn't matter. I can't even remember past the 90 yeah, minutes before.
But anyway, Manchester City, the games that they've lost, we never got that Manchester City. They came into this game fully motivated, knowing it was a must win for them, a must get 3 points. And they came at us, and they pressured us, and they got the goals, and they did the job.
That's it. And it's disappointing again. I mean, their second goal, no complaints again.
Yeah.
Leroy Sané just absolutely legging it down the wing. Aguero yeah. occupying centre halves as is his way.
Yeah.
Sané gets that little bit of space and he finishes with aplomb, doesn't he? And yeah. it's an unbelievable finish from Sané. But let's talk about Liverpool's goal. You know, we started to hit a few more diagonal balls and we started to ask questions. You know, we get that ball in, whipped from Trent Alexander-Arnold. You know, he cuts back, he has Sané off a little bit, whips the ball in. I think it's left foot. I think it was Trent anyway, who whipped the ball in. Then Robertson's back stick gets the assist. Bobby Firmino heads the ball in, and you're thinking, this is it, this is game on. Liverpool have started to look like a better side, the side that we know that we've seen this season, and we can go on and win this game. And although we created opportunities after that, it wasn't until City's second went in. Now, this side showed a lot of fight for me. It didn't yeah. know when it was beaten. You know, 95 and a half minutes in, we're still launching balls into the box and asking questions of Manchester City. But kind of what you've just said there, James, we got the best version of Manchester City today. Yeah. That was an unbelievable, tactical, incredible game of football from, I'd imagine, coaches watching would have been like, yeah. that is top draw. You know, you got anybody who's in sports science would be like, how have Manchester City and Liverpool gone ding-dong for 95 yeah. minutes in the way that they did? Because in all aspects, it was chess played out at 90 mile an hour. with, you know, incredible athletes, but also incredible mental athletes as well, because the way that these teams ask questions of each other. I mean, the one thing that I took from Manchester City, James, and I mentioned it when we were watching the game, is that the way that our back four fans out when we've got the ball, and the way that Manchester City's back four fan out when they've got the ball are completely different. You know, our fullbacks end up quite high up the pitch with the two centre halves, quite deep, and there's no passes on. Theirs just almost go dead wide to the touchlines, and they've always got that pass. And why I thought the 4-3-3 wasn't working against them, certainly first half, is because they just had the fullback and then the pass forwards.
Yeah,
and they weren't playing us through the middle. So I thought Klopp was right to them, you know, get an extra man sort of on the wings and play that 4-3-3 and try and block those avenues to us. And once we did that, we started getting a little bit of control in the game. But ultimately, it's hard to take. Of course, it's hard to take. It's our first loss of the season.
Yeah.
It's the first time we've conceded the two goals in the Premier League this year. But you've kind of just got to tip your hat to them and say, you know what? They were brilliant.
That's exactly how it is.
We'd have probably beaten any other team today, apart from them.
We never played bad. We played against a very, very world-class team. And today's game demonstrated two of the best teams in the league going at it. And usually, even when number one and number two, I know the third, but the two best teams go at it, it's still from time to time just one team dominates the game. Whoever turns up on the day, both teams turned up today. City were the better team because they have the better players. Whether you like it or you don't, you know, you can accept it or not, they have got better players than we do, because they're world class. All of their players are world class players.
I'd argue that we've got world class players all over
the
shop as
well. I'm not saying we don't, and I think this season our players have proven that very much so. Listen, I love every single one of our players more than the next guy, but it's just, you've got to accept it when it comes to it. City do have unbelievable talent. Not to say that we don't in the slightest, but they can hit it a few notches when they're all on form, and they had to be,
and you know, the ground looked like it was rocking as well, so fair play to the City fans for that one. It pains me again, but I've seen that ground rocking. I was there at the Champions League last season. Don't let Gary Neville fool you, that ground can get going, especially on big games against big teams.
Yeah,
like
they were brilliant today.
They sounded loud, but the performance, Guardiola gets one over.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
But on Klopp there, I think he got it right first half.
Yep.
It's massively disappointing. Of course it's massively disappointing, but we get to watch it all again and talk about it again for an hour tomorrow. And I actually genuinely, I have this cathartic experience when we film a final word, and it's something the viewers always tell us as well, especially after the defeat. We've not had many this season at all, have we? You know, it always feels better talking it through.
Yeah.
You know, I felt better talking it through with you there. So the final word tomorrow, when we've got 4 guests, is going to be absolutely belting. It's going to make me feel so much better. I'm going to feel so much more positive. We've got Wolves next. If you've enjoyed this video, like the video, subscribe to the Red Men TV on YouTube, and we'll see you next time. Ta-ra.